does show us what can happen when we don't control our own future. Over the years, there have been many, many decisions taken at Westminster that I disagree with. But in the course of my lifetime, there have been three defining moments when a decision taken there has changed fundamentally our country's path. In all three, Scotland's interests have been cast aside. In the 1970s, when oil was discovered in the North Sea, Westminster had a decision to make: set up an oil fund or not. They chose not to. Independent Norway took a different decision. Last month, their oil fund topped $1 trillion. $1 trillion reminders that taking your own decisions is always better than letting others take them for you. After the financial crash, Westminster was faced with another choice: stimulate the economy or impose austerity. They chose austerity. The result has been a £3 billion cut to Scotland's budget, the dismantling of the welfare state, and thousands more children growing up in poverty. It is shameful. And now Westminster is pursuing the hardest possible Brexit, knowing that it will make us all poorer. Just think if those decisions had been taken in Scotland instead. The difference could be dramatic. The security of a multi-billion pound oil fund, investment, not Tory-imposed austerity, and a country at the very heart of Europe. When we think about those wasted opportunities, it should make us all the more determined that in future we will do things differently. It should make us determined to put Scotland's future in Scotland's hands.